Now, a band who's been getting a bit of play recently on RDU is the incredible End Boss. And we're very lucky to have the lead singer, EJ, on the line. Kia ora, EJ. How are you going?
Kia ora, Liam. I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Is your Monday starting okay?
Oh, so good. I'm currently in bed with the cat drinking a coffee. So, you know.
Oh, that's perfect. Living the dream, really. Now, you are here. Well, here in the radio waves, you're here to talk about End Boss's debut album that has just come out. So just pitch it for us right now.
Cool, all right. So our debut album is called They Seek My Head. And it's a big record, really. It's a big sounding record. I really struggle to describe our music. It's a big record. Decide for yourself.
So, you had a limited edition 100 copies, and they've all sold out on Bandcamp already. So, congratulations to that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Which is so exciting. So, what was it like recording, you know, a debut album? That's a big, exciting step.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. So we did the recording at the Surgery here in Wellington with James Goldsmith, and I can't speak highly of him enough. It was surreal. Like 14-year-old me would have been like, what the hell? Just such an incredible opportunity to be able to do that. So the guys, they did some drum recordings at our old practice space in Lyle Bay first, and then the guitars and the vocals were done at the Surgery. And it was just such a cool process to be a part of. James is really professional and really creative as well. Like, there were quite a few things that he suggested we do. We'll add on to the songs and... particularly with the vocals as well, like some things that he suggested that I wouldn't have thought of, and it made this thing into something else. I feel incredibly fortunate to have been a part of that process.
Yeah, that leads on to my next question quite well, and what's kind of the end product, what you expected it to be?
So much more. Especially because Christian, our guitarist, he ended up doing a lot of backing vocals and harmonies, which that was a later thing that just sort of happened. And he really added a lot of elements to those songs that just weren't there before and took it to another level again. And it was neat seeing that unfold from a creative process angle of, it was so much more than I expected it to be, which is so cool.
Being in that professional recording environment, was that a real change from kind of you guys just experimenting and mashing it out in like band practice? Is that a really different environment and feel?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Like, I was there feeling like, what am I doing here? This isn't somewhere I should be. it was like stepping into a movie set or something. Pretty cool. Very, very cool.
How long was this journey kind of from deciding you wanted to record this album to when it was finally done? How kind of was it a long journey?
Yeah, it was, for sure. And it definitely got slowed down, you know, so like with the pandemic and things like that. But, so we started jamming, it'd be couple of years ago now, and we sort of, I think as a band, you always kind of have that in the background, like this idea of, you know, you're going to record something and make something with this.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of these songs, like, well, all these songs really are us sort of also discovering what we are as a band and what our sound is. But yeah, I was thinking today, I think we started recording, I think it was August 2020. So,
wow.
Yeah, and then like the vocals and guitars were done maybe like November in 2020. And then, yeah, the mixing process, that's quite a long thing to get that right. And it has been a long journey, and to have it now in your hand, it's pretty surreal.
Yeah, you must be so relieved now.
Sure.
So, look, your 2022 is already off to a good start with this album coming out. What else do you guys have planned for this year?
Yeah, it's pretty loose plans for now as far as performing live, for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't depend on having an album tour this month, actually, but it's still just too tricky.
Yeah.
Social distancing and all that jazz. So, very loose plans at this stage, but definitely hoping to play some shows around the country this year and, yeah, watch the space.
Well, EJ, thank you so much for coming on the show. They Seek My Head by NBOSS is out now. Is it out now?
It is.
It is out now.
Yeah.
And it's just, from what I've listened to, I love it already. I want a mad, crazy, restrictions-free performance of this just to burn off some energy. So excited. Thank you so much for coming on the show. To our audience out there, They Seek My Head. Go buy it on Bandcamp right now.
Thank you, Liam. Thanks for having me.
And to our audience out there, here is Punished by NBOSS. Enjoy, guys.